This is Julie McCarthy. The West Bank city of Ramallah, just north of Jerusalem, is the center of Palestinian political and cultural life, and these days it is punctuated with the sounds of business that is brisker than it has been in a long while. The huge volume of traffic moving in and out of this town of 100,000 is testament to the pent-up energy which 50 days of a hudna, or truce, have helped unleash. Israeli checkpoints may disrupt the rhythm of life, but they cannot stop it. With restrictions eased, Palestinians are on the move. Each day by the thousands, they navigate the huge cement cubes blocking the entrance and exit to and from the city. Streaming out, they clamber aboard worn Ford minivans, bulging with passengers for the 70-cent ride to Jerusalem. Stalls of songbirds, blue jeans, and shoes have sprouted up along the dusty, hot area that straddles the Ramallah checkpoint. The open-air mini-mall, which opens and shuts down depending on curfews, is back in business. In the streets of downtown Ramallah, fat, fresh grapes, mounds of mangoes, ripe peaches, and figs spill from overstuffed carts. The riot of summer-colored fruit and booming voices shouting out the prices add to the impression that Ramallah is springing back to life. This market is not new, but the crowds out buying are bigger since the ceasefire agreed to by Palestinian militants helped create the quietest summer here in 3 years. 32-year-old street vendor Usama Mohammed reports his bread sales are up considerably. More people are buying and the situation is much better now. Life is getting better, he says, because people feel safer.
Yes, it's good, good, very good for the people.
At the appliance store up the street, the owner confirms that there are more people, if not out buying big-ticket items, certainly out browsing. They are also out carousing. Night spots stay open till late, and some restaurants brim with contented customers who toast each other and argue over the menu. At the local shawarma stand, the chef sharpens his knives to carve up a lamb that customers line up six deep to buy. 23-year-old Ahed Haleka is among them. 2 weeks ago, Israel removed the checkpoint that separates Ramallah from his university in nearby Birzeit, cutting the travel time from hours to minutes. This chemistry student says getting to class is less inconvenient now.
It is easier to get to the university, but that's not the point. I have to go to see my parents who live in Hebron, and it takes me 5 hours. Instead of an hour to get to Hebron because of the checkpoints.
If it is difficult for Haleka to be enthusiastic about a ceasefire that Israel is not a party to, he is not alone. A common refrain here is that the truce, which commits Hamas and Islamic Jihad to cease violence, has accomplished little. Israel continues to raid Palestinian towns for suspected militants, while Hamas answered this week with a suicide bombing. But despite the escalation, both sides say they consider the truce still on. Writer Zakaria Mohammed says any ceasefire represents oxygen for the Palestinians who he says are suffocating from the conflict.
Yes, people really need peace. They are looking for peace. But I think that in the last week, my impression that it will not last more than 1 month.
But at this halfway mark in the three-month truce, many Palestinians believe that every day the Hudna is not shattered, they have cheated fate. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.